Patrick Dugan from Shenandoah and South College Station, also president for College Station Professional Firefighters Association.
Thank you for identifying yourself.
Sorry about that. I missed your swearing-in meeting. I wasn't able to attend, so I wanted to come forward with you guys and just meet with you and get a few topics in. So as you know, the College Station Fire Department is internationally accredited with an ISO rating of 1. We're able to maintain that status thanks to our outstanding firefighters and strong leadership. As the city is growing rapidly, the demand for our firefighters and EMS professionals is also growing. I believe the bond election showed the citizens also recognize the need to expand to maintain our excellent service. As we grow to add stations, we need more trucks and ambulances to fill those stations, and then we need staff to fill the trucks and ambulances with firefighters and EMS professionals. Currently, throughout the state, we've seen a shortage of firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics entering the field. This has made, and I believe will continue to make it, challenging to meet the needs of a growing city. To recruit firefighters and EMS professionals and retain those we have already hired and trained, we need to be competitive with other cities all vying for the same excellent candidates. To add to the challenge, our College Station firefighters need multiple other departments to ensure we continue to deliver our excellent service. From our IT professionals to keep our MDTs and radios working, to our mechanics to ensure we have safe vehicles to respond in, and numerous others in between. As we look into the new year, I would like to challenge the City Council to work with city staff to ensure College Station can remain competitive with other cities and continue to recruit and keep our excellent fire and EMS professionals, as well as the numerous supporting staff across numerous departments that we need to keep operating and delivering the excellent service to our citizens that they've come to expect.